All right, let's see what we have. Welcome to another edition of our Thursday night class. We're learning Parashat Yitro. The Fum Sa'ara Agra, our members receive extra credit tonight for braving the weather, coming out in the snow. Our parasha is well known. It's the parasha of the Ten Commandments, the parasha of Matan Torah, Har Sinai. And it's well accepted that we receive the Torah at Har Sinai. Although there's one point that I felt to clarify tonight, is that there was a prelude to Matan Torah. There were certain mitzvot that, as we mentioned before, the Shi'ud, they preceded Har Sinai. Last week's parasha, in Parashat Beshalach, the pasuk says in Perek Tedvav pasuk Chav Gimel Vayavo Marata. So they came to a place called Mara. Velo yachlu lishtot mayim Mara ki marimim. Okay, so they had a problem with the water. The water was bitter. That's why they called the place Mara. Vayilonu ha'am. Fine, they complained. Vayitzak el Hashem. Vayireu Hashem etz. They put the bitter stick into the water, and the water became sweet. Sham sam lo hokum mishpat. So already hokimu mishpatim, the statutes and the laws were already given at Mara. So Rashi comes along and he says, "V'mara natan lahem miksat parashiyot shel Torah shi'itasku b'hem." Already gave them a preview, miksat parashiyot. And as she tells us, the first thing that was given was Shabbat. The question that we had was, Shabbat is going to be given in a couple of weeks. I mean, wherever they are now in Mara, they're just coming out of Mitzrayim. The maximum from Mitzrayim to Sinai is 50 days. So you're dealing over here in a few weeks anyway, you're going to get the Shabbat. So what did they have to rush and accept the Shabbat early? You know, this is Tosefet Shabbat. You know, when you have to accept the Shabbat early. I'm not going into the halakhic issue, because if they have a status of Ben Noah, so then you're not allowed to keep the Shabbat if they have a status of Ben Noah. But we can make it simple that at this point, they already, once they came out of Mitzrayim, they already graduated from Ben Noah and they became, let's say, Bnei Yisrael, let's say. So therefore, there's no problem of that. But why do they need to have Shabbat early? So I saw a nice explanation from the Be'er Moshe. The Be'er Moshe, he comes along in his piece in last week's parasha, and he says, listen, you can't get the Torah without Shabbat. Shabbat and Torah go together. There's two Chazals that conform to this. One Chazal says that every day of the week has a partner. Sunday has Monday, and Tuesday has Wednesday, and Thursday has Friday, and the Shabbat came along to God. The Tur brings it down and says, who's my partner? And Borei Olam says, Bnei Yisrael is going to be your partner. They're going to come on Shabbat, they're going to study Torah, and they're going to have your... Everybody agrees in Masechet Shabbat, there's a mahlokah which day the Torah was given. But everybody agrees the day of the week was Shabbat, because you need the Torah to be given on Shabbat. Kiddushat Shabbat is what generates the Matan Torah. So the Be'er Moshe has a nice, clever understanding. He said, Bnei Yisrael cannot accept the Torah unless there's Shabbat. Beautiful. So if the Torah was given on Shabbat, there you go, you have Shabbat. No, but wait. When did they accept the Torah? During the day. So he says that means the night before Matan Torah would not have been Kiddushat Shabbat. So you would not have a complete Shabbat in order to receive the Torah. So therefore he had to preclude and give the Shabbat before, so at least you have a 24-hour interval called Shabbat. So when Matan Torah comes Friday night, it's already Kadosh. Therefore, the day itself can generate the Torah itself. Beautiful. You want to hear his holy Lashon? He says, Nimsa shasivuy al Shabbat hayabayom, shere biyom nitna Torah, If they didn't get the commandment in Mara, they were missing Kiddushat Leil Shabbat. לפיכך סיבה שמדברת במעלה לפני קבלת התורה על השבת כדי שתהיה להם קדושת שבת מלאה כהכנה למתן תורה. Beautiful. So it's not a humra according to the Ben Moshe. It was needed. This is a prerequisite for matan Torah that was necessary. Fine. From here we learn the deep connection between Yom HaShabbat and Limud HaTorah. You know, the poskim bring down Shina b'Shabbat Ta'anug. It's okay to sleep on Shabbat. However, one should not spend the whole day in bed. The Ben Ish Chai says that 1 hour of learning on Shabbat is compounded 1,000-fold. So it's like you get credit for learning 1,000 hours. And that's not a guzma. The Mikubalim have a way of explaining it, why everything on Shabbat is exponential. So Shabbat and Torah, fine. I came b'shut kahal kadosh to offer other explanations why Shabbat was given early in Mara. But in order to understand the answers, we have to go to a Gemara that's beloved to us. We love to quote this Gemara this time of year and on Shavuot time. It's the Gemara that we've said over many, many times. Usually every time we say it, we try to say a novel interpretation. Tonight will be no exceptions. The Gemara Shabbat, Daf Pechet Amud Bet. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Nevi, B'sha'a sha'ala Moshe l'marom. So here the Gemara gives us the behind the scenes, the day that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Marom, to the heavens, in order to receive the Torah. Amru malachei sharet lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the angels, the ministering angels, said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Ma lilud isha b'neinu. You know, what is this creature born from a woman? That's a sophisticated way of saying it. But okay, what does this human being want over here? Amar lahem lekabel Torah ba. God says this, and he came to pick up the Torah, special delivery. Amru lefanav, so they say to the Boreh, Hamuda genuza. This Torah is a treasure that's been in secret, it's been in ganuz, it's been in hiding. Shegenuzah lach tesha meot v'shevim v'arba dorot. 974 generations it's been in hiding. Chodim shenibra olam, in concealment, before the world was created. Atam mevakesh tetana lebasar v'adam. You're going to give it to flesh and blood? Ma'enosh ki tezkerenu ben adam ki tefkedenu. What benefit, what merit does a human have? Adonai Adonenu ma'adir shemcha b'chol ha'ares asher tina hodecha l'shamayim. God, your glory should remain in heaven. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, so God tells Moshe, ha'azer lahem teshuvah. Hey, they have a claim, which is interesting. God says, listen, the claim is not against me, the claim is against you. You want to get the Torah, so there's a bedin now. It's you against the malachim. I'm the judge. God says I'm the dayan. You're the plaintiff. You got to answer. So Amar Lev, Vanav the Brosh Olam, Mityare Ani Shema Yisnefuni Behabal Shemefihem. The angels, they spit fire. I'm afraid. I'm afraid from the angels. The way I understand it is their claim is a very strong claim, and I didn't see Atad Shema to answer it. Amar lo yachos b'kiseh kavod. Hold on to my kiseh kavod, the chair. Ma'azor lahem teshuvah. I'll give an answer. Okay. Shne'emar, the Gemara quotes a pasuk. And the Gemara says, Amar lefanav, Rebono shel olam. So he turns to the judge. Torah she'atan noten li, ma katuva. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzati kam eretz Mitzrayim. He turns to the angels. Amar lehem, the Mitzrayim yiratem. Did you go down to Mitzrayim? The Pharaoh ishtabatem. Torah lamate lachem. Maketiv. And he goes on to give different examples. One of the examples he says is, Zachor et yom Shabbat lekadesho. It says, keep Shabbat. Klum atem osim melacha shatem sirchim shevot. You do work during the 6 days, they need to rest on the seventh. So on and so forth. Kaved et abicha, do you have parents? Lo tirtzach, lo tenaf, lo tignov. Kinayeshbachem, do you have envy? Yetzarayesh benechem. Anyway, miyad hodulo lahakadosh baruchu. At the end, they were more there. Shreemar, Adonai, Adonenu, ma'adir shemcha, ve'ilu tena hodecha lashamayim lo ketiv. They didn't say anymore, keep your glory in heaven. They conceded. The glory of God belongs on earth. Moshe Rabbeinu wins the argument. That's the Gemara. The Gaon, Arav Chida, in Pene David, he is questioning the claim of the angels. I mean, so the angels, if you're in a court, you cannot just come along and say, I want this Torah. What's your claim? You have to have a legal claim. You cannot just say you want it because you want it. You have to come with proofs why you think you halakhically deserve it. So the famous Rav Chida that we love to quote is that they were coming midin bar metzra. What's the din of bar metzra? So the Torah says in Devarim, it's a real estate halakha, ve'asita hayashar v'hatov. In real estate, you have to do what's straight and just and good. What does that mean? I'm sure it means a lot of things, but the Hachamim understand in the Gemara Bava Metzi'ah that this is a law of who has first rights. And when you're selling a property, you should give the first rights. Now you must give the first rights to the bar mitzvah, to the neighbor. That's the right thing to do. Why is it the right thing to do? So long as he's willing to pay fair market price and all things are equal, the neighbor has an advantage on this property more than somebody else, in the sense that he can expand it. His property is adjacent, so he can make his property bigger. Everybody wants to extend, their families grow. The guy was buying a property, you can live anywhere. I'm a bar mitzvah, I need this property over here. It's adjacent to my property. So therefore the Torah says, do the right thing. Give him right of first refusal. If the bar mitzvah says he doesn't want it, okay, then you can go to the market, to the open market. That's the law of bar mitzvah. It's a Torah law. Harambam brings down the law in Hilchot Shekinim, Perek Yud Dalet. I think I copied the Rambam over here. Harambam, Perek Yud Dalet, Hilchot Shekinim, Arotzer Lemkor Tzadehu. והביא בין המצר שלו וזה שהוא רוצה לקח ממנו לבית דין ואמר לבין המצר אם תרצה לקנות בכך וכך כנה ואם לאו סלק עצמך והרי זה לוקח הרי זה לא נשאר לו טענה אלא הוא מביא אמהות מיד וקונה ובטלה זכותו you can tell the guy either pay up or you know have another customer but the bar mitzvah has right of first refusal but, so what do you see from over here? When it comes to an asset, the one that's closest to the asset, he gets the right. So the Chida learns, the Chida says, the angels were coming midin bar metzra. How do we know? They came along and said, God Almighty, for 974 generations, we've been the neighbor of this Torah that's been in heaven. It hasn't been given to earth yet. For 974 generations, we're living as neighbors to this Torah. And now all of a sudden, some stranger comes, the Yilud Isha, an earthling from planet Earth, and he comes along and he wants to lokeya, he wants to acquire the Torah. Vasinta Yashar Batov, follow the book. The book says, you gotta keep it by us, therefore we have a claim. Now, I just want to make a point. The angels must have opened the book, and clearly it says in the book, Daber Bnei Israel. Vayomer Hashem Bnei Yisrael. So the book already committed it. That's not a problem to the Malachim. Because the law of Bar Mitzvah is that even if the fellow sold it, the Bar Mitzvah can come along and say, I want it, and the sale is null and void. So therefore, they don't get this Bnei Yisrael. Null and void. Change the Pesukim. I'm not going to learn those Pesukim. Bnei Yisrael, which means, don't tell me it was pre-sold. Because it says Bnei Yisrael, the Bar Mitzvah can come along and say, I can go to Medina and say, I want the contract null and void, I want to have rights. And the halakha says, you have to null and void the original contract and give it to the Bar Mitzvah. Oh, so this is a strong claim. This is a strong claim. And that's what the claim is, not on the seller. The claim is on the buyer. That's the halakha, by the way. So the claim is on, not God. God's the seller. The claim's on Moshe. That's why God told Moshe, you answer them. They're not on the claim on me. The claim is on the buyer. So therefore, I said that to Shuvah. I don't have a right. I can sell. You have a problem now between you and the angels, between the bar mitzvah and the buyer. And go answer them at the Shuvah. Fine. So I started to think to myself, why isn't their claim a claim? To be honest with you, I don't understand why it's even a whole diyun bichlal. Bar Metzra is only a law by karka, by real estate. I mean, the Torah is not real estate. The Torah is a metaltelin. The Torah is a movable object. We don't say the law bar mitzvah by a movable object. And you want to tell me it was a field, it's a property, then you have a bar mitzvah. I mean, it should be a simple tana back. Moshe Rabbeinu should say, very nice, you learned the law bar mitzvah, but you forgot that we're dealing with a book over here, we're not dealing with a house. So I don't know what your bar mitzvah is bichlal over here. That was my question. If I had to give an answer, again, this is l'fi anyu dati. I'm not saying you have to accept it, but in order to make the schida make sense, you have to understand the claim. So I answered it based on the first Mishnah Pirkei Avot. What is the Mishnah saying Pirkei Avot? Al shlosha devarim ha'olam omed. Al Torah. The world stands only in the zikhut of Torah. So which means the whole karka of the whole olam is Torah. Without Torah, there's no karka. So as a deen of karka, anything that's a ma'amid, the ma'amid is the gorem. The ma'amid is the cause of the karka olam to exist. Without Torah, there's no karka. Without Torah, there's no world. The Torah will go back to the world, will go back to Tohu Bavohu, like it says. So therefore, okay, it has a deen of kaikos, it's gurem for the world to exist. Fine. So now we're back to the claim. The angels look out, okay, listen, we know it's an asset, we know it's a movable item, but this is not a regular movable item, this is the energy that fuels the entire world. And therefore there's a deen of karka, and therefore we're a bar mitzvah for 974 generations, we're exercising our right, and we don't want to give it over to somebody from far off planet Earth. I remember once we visited Hacham Avadia Yosef alav shalom in his house in his apartment in Rehova Kablan, 45 Rehova Kablan in Harnof. Zeged Sadiq Levracha, whenever we used to visit the Rav, he was very warm in his reception, and we had a beautiful kahal with us. It was the middle of the day, in the afternoon, we prayed mincha with the Rav, mincha gedolah, and then after he sat and he said, I'll say over some derashot. And he explained this gemara, and he explained the whole inyan of the bar mitzvah to us, and then he came along and he said, so what's Moshe Rabbeinu's counterclaim? And obviously Moshe Rabbeinu had the winning claim. So he says, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah and he knows every shita of every rabbi that's going to ever say anything, called Talmid Vatik. Any Talmid that's going to say a Hiddush, Moshe Rabbeinu knows it already from the beginning. So he says, he must have known the shita Mikubetzet and Baba Metziah that brings down the shita of the Rif. If the Rif knows it, and the Shita Mikubetza knows it, for sure Moshe Rabbeinu knows it. What's the case that the Rif says over there? Incredible story. This is the way Hacham Avadia turned it over. He says a guy came along and put his house up for sale. What happened? The customer came. He said, oh, I'll give you $500,000. That's the price, yes. He signs a contract. All of a sudden, the Bar Mitzvah comes. The Bar Mitzvah comes, hey, what are they doing over here? I'm your neighbor. Very good. You've been a good neighbor to me, but the house is sold already. No, no, no. You got to give me for first rights. I never heard that halakha. What do you mean? It's a Rambam. It's a Gemara. V'asita yasher v'atov. I never heard it. Anyway, it's too late. I have a contract. I sold it. I'm taking you to Beit Din. Takes him to Beit Din. The Beit Din comes along and says, Bar Mitzvah's right, the sailor's not on board. He goes, wow, and there's a Hadush. I never heard of such an item. That's the law of Bar Mitzvah. Beautiful. Now what happens, guy has another house. This time he's selling it. He's, I'm not making the same mistake I made the last time. He goes to the neighbor, goes to the Bar Mitzvah, says, listen, I don't know if you know the law, but I know the law. I learned it on my skin. I was already in Beit Din once before. I'm not paying a Torin anymore. I'm going straight to you. Do you want to buy the house? By the way, I know the law about Stesha, about Tov. Thank you for giving me rights of first refusal. No, I don't have any plans to extend my house. But Todah Rabah, sell it to the free market. Baruch Hashem. The guy comes to him to his wife. You know something? I feel good, Baruch Hashem. I did the right thing. I see that Yashar about Tov. I gave him rights to first refusal. Now he sees another guy. Guy comes along and says, I want to sell it to you. I want to buy it. He writes him a contract. They put $1 million. They shake hands. They break glass. They drink wine. Man, that's a sale. That night, the guy's son comes to the house to visit his father. He says, Dad, whatever happened to the for sale sign in front of the house? You took it off. Baruch Hashem, my dear son, we got a mazal tov. We sold the house. But you should be proud of me. I went to the neighbor first, about a mitzvah, and he told me he doesn't want it. So the son says, yeah, but you didn't come to me. This, the father says, you're not about a mitzvah. I'm your son. What are you, I was raised in this house over here. This is a sentimental vibe, this house. The rabbi told me about bar mitzvah, and then told me about a son. Comes the reef, and the reef says, Pashut, it's Pashut, doesn't even need to be explained that the ban comes before the bar mitzvah. That even if the bar mitzvah says, I want it, even if the neighbor says, I want it, and the son says he also wants it, the son is closer. Why? Atzmi upsari, he's extension of the father. Hadush. In the law of bar mitzvah, a ben is kodem. Hadush. So therefore, says Hacham Avadya alav Hashalom, that if you go look in the Torah in Parashat Re'eh, in Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Aleph, what does the Pasuk say? Banim Atem LaHashem Elohechem. That we're considered what? Banim. Not only are we considered Banim, but the Pasuk says that when we came out of Mitzrayim, what does God say? Bini Bechori Israel. We're considered men. So says Rav, the angels came along and said, Bar Mitzvah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, 100%, we don't love Bar Mitzvah. You're right. But I have a stronger claim. I'm considered already Ben. And how did Moshe Rabbeinu prove it? Says Rav Hida, why is it that if a goy keeps Shabbat, it's Chayav Mita? You know there's a law like that? A goy is not allowed to keep the Shabbat. If he wants to take off, the barbers, I think, used to take off on Mondays. You want to take off on Monday? Take off on Monday. The bankers, they take off on Wednesdays or Fridays. Every industry has a day, but you cannot take off on Shabbat. Shabbat is the day for the Jewish people, and even if you want to take off, a goy has to mechalel Shabbat. He has to do something. He cannot, be shomer. Ve'lo netato legoye ha'arasot. Goy she'Shabbat hayav mita. Ask Rav Hida, why? Why hayav mita? By the way, ask a question. If a goy checks his suits for shatnez, it's Hayav Mita. No. A goy eats matzah on Pesach. Hayav Mita? Not Hayav Mita. A goy sits in a sukkah on Sukkot. He doesn't have to. We don't have to. Not Hayav Mita. No. Goy she Shabbat? Why? So the Rav Hida, he says something unbelievable. Where is it? It is in here. Oh. Rosh David. In the Sefer Rosh David, Parashat Miketz. He says, Shabbat, Hainu Sharbito Shel Melech.
Interesting.
The Shabbat is considered the scepter of the king. It's God's scepter. Now we have a law that if somebody comes along and uses the Sharbit of the Melech, Hayabita. However, there's only one person that can use the Sharbit, and he gets away with it. And who's that? The child. Why? He's the prince. So therefore, he comes along and says, Umishabbat Muchah. From Shabbat, it's evident that Yeshlanu Din Banim. That we have a Din Banim. Why? She'anu mishtamshim b'sharbito. V'lachen goy she'shabbat hayav mita. That's why it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Ve'od berit kodesh, dan natrin berit inun benin. That only those that keep the covenant on Shabbat are considered benin. So I wanted to explain that's why Borei Olam had to give us the Shabbat in Mara. The Shabbat had been given in Mara, so already by the time Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, already he can come along and say, hey, listen, I'm a son. How do you a son? It's the Shabbat. That's why when the Gemara uses the claims that he has, he comes along and says, Makatuba, Zachrut Yom Shabbat. You don't have Shabbat yet. I got Shabbat already in Mara. I have a deen of a ben. Once I have a deen of a ben, the angels already lost their claim of Bar Mitzvah. So that would explain why you needed Shabbat in Mara. Chamavadya also that day made a tremendous diuk in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Based on this. In the Mishnah Pirkei Avot, it's Perek Gimal Mishnah Yudchet. Listen to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Habibim Yisrael, Shenikraim Banim Lamakom. Habibim Yisrael, the Jewish people are beloved. What's the proof that we're beloved? The Torah calls us Banim. Read the Mishnah, continue. Habibim Yisrael Shinitan Lahem Kli Hemda. Habibim Yisrael, the beloved. You know why we're beloved? We got Kli Hemda. What's Kli Hemda? Hemda Genuza, the Torah. Says Hakam Avadiyah, what's the connection between Habibim Yisrael Shinikraim Banim and Habibim Shinitan Lahem Kli Hemda? Bidiyuk. Because we're called Banim, that was our claim why the angels are not considered Bar Metzra. And therefore, Habibim Yisrael, the Mishnah Pirkei Avot is giving you the proper seder shel devarim. Because we have a din of Banim, so therefore we have Kli Hamda. And why? Where do you see we have a din of Banim? From the Shabbat. Goy she Shabbat Hayabita. He used Shabbito shel Melech. So therefore we had to get it in Mara in order to preempt it. Hazaka Baruch. So that's a. That's a good answer. However, I saw another answer. That's based on what the Al-Sheikh said, Rabbi Moshe Al-Sheikh. He said a nice pshat. He says, what did the angels come and want? When they were asking for the Torah, they were asking not for the whole Torah. They were asking, according to the Al-Sheikh, and he has proofs for it, they were only asking for the Kabbalah, for the Sod. How does he know? Because when they referred to the Torah, what did they say? Hamuda Genuza. They're referring to the Ganuz, to the secrets. Hey, you give these secrets to... You want to give the Pshat to... Pshat, we're willing to... Angels are above the Pshat. You know, we don't need Pshat. Kabbalah, all the Sod, the Zohar, the Nazim Ela'in, and all the secrets. That the angels came along and said, we're not going to give. Oh. The law of Bar Mitzvah says that, let's say you have a house, right? And you have two customers. One customer says, I want to buy the whole house. I'll pay you $500,000. The Bar Mitzvah says, listen, I don't need the whole house. Just give me a parcel of the house, and I'll give you, prorate it. And Halacha says, no. Bar Mitzvah only is if he takes the whole thing. The bar mitzvah doesn't have a right not to come along. I have a customer to take the whole house. Now you're going to come along and have to split the house up. So therefore, according to the al-sheikh, you don't have a deen of bar mitzvah. You're coming to take only one chelek of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're taking everything. That's why when Moshe Rabbeinu gives the claim back, what does he say to him? Hey, kibud avim, you're taking it? You're not taking that. We'll take kibud avim. You're taking Shabbat? You're not taking it. That's not Kabbalah. We're taking Shabbat. We're taking all these mitzvot. You're not willing to buy. You're not an able customer. And therefore you have no deal by mitzvah. I'm taking everything. We'll take all the four halakim, the pardes. What else does it? They got the claim. You want everything or nothing. Or part. Therefore, according to the al-sheikh, the claim of bar mitzvah doesn't apply. I saw a beautiful explanation, from Rabbi Shapiro, Alav Shalom, Daf Hayomi. He says a fantastic explanation. He says like this. In Mara, we got a few mitzvot. One of the mitzvot we got was Shabbat. One of the mitzvot, which I didn't tell you, was Kibud Av Va'em. One of the mitzvot we got was Dinim. The laws, the monetary laws. Es Rabbi Shapiro. There has to be some common denominator between these three. They sound very random. Shabbat, Kibud Av Va'em, monetary laws. What's the tzad ha-shaveh shebahem? So Rabbi Shapiro says something incredible. He says, all these three mitzvot share a commonality. And that is, the Gemara says, whoever keeps the Shabbat, na'asa shutaf im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'ma'aseh Bereshit. It's unbelievable. You keep the Shabbat, Borei Olam says, now you're my partner. I created the world, but I need a partner. Okay, I'm going to be partners with God. If you're partners with God, it's very good. You can't lose. How do I become your partner? God says, I need you to keep the Shabbat. I can't keep the Shabbat. I need human beings to keep the Shabbat. I created everything, but you need to make the Makim Patish. If you keep the Shabbat, you consider my partner in the creation. So Shabbat makes us a partner. Says Rav Shapiro, the Gemara says, Kol Hadan Din Emet Na'asa Shutaf Iba Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Olam says, listen, there's another way you can become my partner. Go to Bet Din, be an honest judge, and give the right laws. You give the right laws, God says, perfect. I gave the laws, you're enforcing them, you're my partner in creation. Fantastic. Kibud Av Va'em. What does the Gemara say? Shlosha Shutafim Yesh Ba'adam. There's three partners in the creation. Who's the three partners? The father, and the mother, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, there's a partnership. Whoever's honoring their father and mother, so you're honoring the partnership. Because three people over there, it's the father, the mother, and the Neshama, which is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, all these three things represent what? Shutafut im Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Basically, what did God do in Mara? He says, listen, Moshe, don't ask me now what I'm doing. But basically, I'm making you my partner. I didn't ask to be a partner, but I'm giving you a partnership, and I'm giving you three mitzvot, so it's chazakah, so that's it. You're my partner in Shabbat, you're my partner in Kibud Av Va'em, and in Dinim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, fine, we accept it, beautiful. Now they come up to Shamayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the Marom. He comes along and says, what is he doing here? The Kabel Toraba. Hey, Bar Mitzvah! Go open up the Rambam, and the Rambam bases on a Gemara, and he says, wait, let's say the guy who's buying the property is a partner with the seller. He's a partner. So who goes first, a shutaf or a bar mitzvah? Halakha says shutaf has a din kedima over a bar mitzvah. It's like a child. Oh, So now that what happened, the angels came along and said, "Hey, Bar Mesra." But Moshe was 100%. But you don't know something, angels. I don't know if you're aware of it. But in Mara, Borei Olam came down and gave us three mitzvot and made us partners. So we're partners with God. So therefore, I'm a partner. He has to give it to the partner before he gives it to the Bar Mesra. The angels couldn't say anything. So that's why two out of the three claims. Well, three out of the claims, by the way. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes in, what does he say? Shabbat you have, Kibud Av you have, Lotisat Shem Hashem, that's in the court, with Dinim, you have. So he mentioned all three items. You don't have those items, you're not partners, we have them already. How'd you get them? We got them already in Mara. Ah, the angel said, we're too late. And therefore, as a result of the Shittafut, the claim of Bar Mitzvah is nullified. Imagine? Beautiful. That's that mahalach. I have another mahalach, and then I want to say the one that I really came to say tonight. These are all introductory ones, but they're good ones, by the way. There's another mahalach that we could say is, there's a law in Bar Mitzra. Let's say the Bar Mitzra wants to buy the house, but he needs it for expansion. Let's expand his house. He has a nice little quarters. He wants to make it from a 40 by 100 to 80 by 100. Okay, Brooklyn, that's a big thing. The other guy who's buying it, he needs living quarters. He doesn't have anywhere to live. He needs it. He's b'shata dahak. He's already dechika le'sha'ata, the Gemara says. So who gets the advantage? The one that's buying leharvaha, or the one that's buying it because de'ika le'sha'ata? Oh, I would have said irrelevant. But the Gemara says the one that's de'ika le'sha'ata, he has a deen kedima. He goes first. So you can answer very simply. If that's the deen, God says, Moshe Rabbeinu does the angels. Listen, I know you want the Torah. It's very nice. Keep the Torah in heaven, great. But let me ask you one question. One of the claims he said was what? Klum yetzirara yesh mechim? Do you have yetzirara? You don't have yetzirara. We have yetzirara, and the only thing that cures the yetzirara is Torah. Therefore, dechika lan sha'ata. We need this item more than you need it to expand to build a swimming pool. We need it for life. It's haim in imazikim ba, barati Torah, barati yetzirara, barati Torah tevalin. And therefore, you're right. Din mitzvah, all things are equal. But our necessity is a higher necessity than you all want the Torah as a luxury. We need the Torah as life itself. And therefore, the claim is fine. But Rabotai, I would like to come explain it a novel way tonight. This Gemara, a new way that we never said before. Although a lot of the things we said here tonight are novel. And it's a big yesod. It's a big yesod. There's a Midrash Tanhuma in two places. The Midrash Tanhuma is in Pekudeh, and it's also in Parashat Naso. It's a famous Ma'amar Hazal. The Baal HaTanya has a whole chapter, I think, in Perek Mem Zayin, that is Ma'arich a lot on this Yesod. Hasidim talk about it a lot. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'sha'a shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu et ha'olam, nit'ave sheyehe lo dira b'tachtonim. It's unbelievable. But Olam, when he created the world, so now he was looking for residence. Where is God going to establish permanent residence? He doesn't care where taxes, because God doesn't have to pay taxes. Today people want to go to Florida because there's no taxes over there. They move to Switzerland, offshore. Most people, where they live, they're basing it on monetary. Borei Olam says, I don't have any monetary issues. Li hakesef v'li hazahav. Doesn't care about the mas. He doesn't care about the samech mem. Otiyot mas samech mem, Uncle Sam. The point is, Borei Olam said, but I have a preference. God could live anywhere. He could put his residency in heaven, or he could put his permanent residency on earth. The Midrash says, "Nitaveh sheyeh lo dira b'tachtonim." Unbelievable. If you ask me, I would have said you have a choice between the Shamayim or the Aris. Shamayim, 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 Nashem. But Rei Olam said, I have a preference to live. I want my residency on Aris. So Barat Adam. So he created Adam Rishon. And he told him, listen, I want to live with you in Gan Eden. Just do me a favor. Make it suitable for me to live over here. There's a tree over there. Don't eat from that tree. As long as you don't eat from that tree, I'm okay. I could live here with you. But once you eat from the tree, I can't live here. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kach hayiti mitaveh sheyeh li dira b'tachtonim. V'davar echad simiti otcha. I told you one thing, v'lo shamarta oto. Miyad, sinek HaKadosh Baruch Hu shekhinato l'lakiyah rishon. He went up. First floor. So the Midrash in Pikudeh gives us the rest of the story. Amad Kain beharag et achiv. Kain came and killed his brother. Now it's becoming more violent. So Borei Olam moves up another level. Nistalka min haraki harishon lasheni. He moved to the second level. Amad dor enosh v'chis lefanav nistalka min sheni leshelishi. Moved to the third heaven. Amad dor amabul. Veshchid darko nistalekam min shlishi l'rivi'i. He went to the fourth heaven. Dora palaga nitga'a. The geut, the arrogance of Dora palaga nistalekam min rivi'i l'hamishi. Sedomim, Anche Sedom, Ra'im v'Ataim, Kilkelu nistalekam min ha'mishi l'shishi. Amdu amrafel v'chaberav. The kings, the four kings, the five kings. Nistalekam min shishi l'shivi'i. That's it. Basically, God was back where He started from before He created the world. Bereshit bara Elohim, He was in the Shamayim. He was back. It only took a few generations, and they chased Him back up. He changed residency. He has to tell the mailman, He moved. Now, forward the mail back to the seventh heaven. Abraham Abinu alav shalom said, we have a purpose, we have a tikkun. What's our tikkun? We know that God is mitaveh sheyehelo dira b'tachdonim. Avraham Abinu said, it's my job to bring God back down. You gotta bring Him back down. I have to make the world suitable, that Hashem would be comfortable to relocate. Amad Avraham v'sigel ma'asim tovim. He did whatever he had to do. Nemshecha shechina min ha-shevi'i le-shishi. But Allah said, oh, okay. Can't come down to earth yet, but come down one level. Okay, so Shema Zaka Baruch Avraham Abinu. And ready, but I'll change the zip code. Yitzhak Meshacha Min Shishi L'Hamishi. Generation 3 is Yaakov Min Hamishi L'Levi'i. Levi Beno is G4. Min Levi'i L'Shilishi. G5 is Kehat ben Levi. Min Shilishi L'Sheni came G6 Amram, the son of Kehat. Min Sheni L'Rishon. Amad Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. And what does the Pasuk say with Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to get the Torah? Vayered Hashem Al Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem. So at Matan Torah, something incredible happens. The world already was mitukan to the tzaddikim. The Borei Olam says, I am now able to have dira batachtonim. I'm able to live here. He had his nitaveh, his ta'avah, his desire was fulfilled. Borei Olam says, this is where I want to live. He said, Baruch Abba, Borei Olam, you were here many years ago. Yeah, but then I had to move back. Why? And the city became too violent. The mayor was no good. The governor was no good. I moved back to the Shamayim. But then the tzaddikim came along and they made tikkunim. Baruch Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was able to bring me back down to the earth. What's the pshat, Rabotai? What was the pshat? What does it mean, God's nitaveh ladur b'tachtonim? I'd like to explain it to you. explanation is, based on what the Kutzker Rebbe said, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'aretz Natan L'Bnei Adam. The Kutzker Rebbe said, the Shemayim is heavenly. The Shemayim is heavenly. If somebody says, the Shemayim holy? Of course. Who made the Shemayim heavenly? Hashem. Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem. Don't take any credit for that. You have no credit for that. V'aretz Natan L'Bnei Adam to make it a Shemayim. Our job is to turn earth into heaven. Bnei Olam says, don't worry about the heaven. I took care of the heavens already. Shemayim Shemayim LaHashem. V'aretz Natan L'Bnei Adam to make it a Shemayim, which means our job is to sanctify the earth, to lift the earth up. So Bnei Olam says, I'm coming down to earth, and your job is to take me with you and lift the world up to the Shemayim. Bnei Olam says, when I'm in the Shemayim, the Hashpah is coming from the Shemayim to the Aris. I don't want it to come from the Shemayim to the Aris. I want it to come from the Aris up. That's why in Judaism, is different than all other religions. In Judaism, the belief is that you can bring a Korban, and the Kohanim eat the Korban, and the eating of the Kohanim brings kapara. How? It's a physical action. No, that we can take the physical, the mundane, the pedestrian, the ordinary, and we sublime it. In Lashon of Hachamim, which is the right way to say it, would be Lekadesh et Ahol. In other religions, they believe that there's a separation. There's Kodesh and Hol, and that Havdalah must remain, and it's either all or nothing. They don't understand the Inyan of Lekadesh et Ahol. In Judaism, we see in many examples of it, that we take flour and water, we turn it into a matzah, becomes a mitzvah d'oraita, achila. And the best example, I'll just tell you a nice thing Rashi once said. The Gemara in Pesachim, we just read it in the Daf Yomi last week, for those that are doing Daf Yomi in Pesachim. The Gemara says that there was a rabbi called Rabbi Yosef. On Shavuot, which is the day of the Torah, Matan Torah, he told his servants, make for me a nice eglatilta, make for me a nice steak. Nice steak of Shavuot? Okay, why? He says, he loved the Hayyoma de Kagarin. If it wasn't for this day, Kama Yosef Ika Meshuka. I would have been just another Yosef in the Shuk. Now, what makes me Rabbi Yosef? The Torah. I never understood this Gemara. You're right. What made you a Torah person? What elevated you? If you look at Ashish Lashon, Mitromamti. I elevated. What made you elevated? The Torah. And if it wasn't for Shavuot, you'd be a regular Yosef in the Shuk. Nobody. I had no problem. Therefore what? Give me a steak. Give me a cowboy steak. I would expect of Yosef to say, today Shavuot, give me a new Sefer. Give me a new Hiddush. Give me a pilpul. Give me a something. No, how am I going to celebrate the day that made me religious, made me religious, Torah oriented? Gashmiyud, give me a nice, not a regular steak, eglatinta with the relish and the marrow and the chimichurri sauce that they eat today, the dips as they call them. What happened over there? I thought the Torah, and the Pshat is like this. Rabbi Yosef saying, if it wasn't for Shavuot, I'd be eating these steaks like every Joe in the street eats them. Like a glutton, like a ben sorero more, like a baal ta'ava. Now that I have Torah, now I know how to eat a steak. The Torah teaches me how to eat a steak. Adrabah, because Torah says the Kadesh, there's berachot, there's kavanot, there's divrei Torah lashulchan, there's se'udat mitzvah, there's haknasat. In this one steak, Avraham Avinu had orchim. He gave 3 eglatiltas. Look what he did over Achnasat Orim. If it wasn't for Torah, I would not eat this. This would be a tava. Adrama, Torah teaches me ech lekadesh et ahol. That's why I want this. Oh. So that's what it means, Borei Olam, what's dira betachtur. God says, I'm here on earth, take me, and put me in the whole Briya. I'm here with you. Take a piece of me and to Kadesh. By the way, there's an unbelievable Rashi. I don't know if you paid attention to it. This week's Perasha. When God comes to give the Torah, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. You saw the Rashi? Vayered Hashem al Sinai. Yachol Yarad Alav Mamash. Mamash, he came down on Har Sinai. No, Tamud Lomar, Ki Min HaShemayim Dibarti Emachem. It was a long distance call. So what does it mean then? But it says Vayered. Melamed Shehidkin Shamayim Ha'Elyonim. But Elam took the Shamayim Elyonim. Ve'etzian Al Gabeh Ahar. He took the Kemitah, exactly, like a mattress. He took the Shamayim and he brought it down. Ve'yarad Kiseh Kavod Alehem. I believe, and the Kiseh Kavod came down. What is Baram doing over here? God does not make miracles for no reason. All of a sudden, I don't know. I don't know how the weathermen explain it over there. It's not a snowstorm. It's not a tsunami. It's not a hurricane. Oh, the Shamayim, the heavens are caving in. All of a sudden, you see the heavens coming down. What's the pshat? The pshat is Borei Olam says that's what Torah does to you. Torah says turn the earth into a Shamayim. That's the name of the game. Don't keep the Shamayim in the Shamayim. Bring heaven down to earth. You ever say there's a heaven on earth? Bamat, this was the first time we had heaven on earth. This was the objective. What else I'm saying? That's the goal. So you brought the Kiseh Kavod down to the earth. Don't keep the Kiseh Kavod in heaven. Bring it down. And what's the day? What's the day of the week where you see this more pronounced than any other day? Shabbat. V'karata l'Shabbat Oneg. Oneg Shabbat. There they tell you on Shabbat, kisut nikiya, make sure you get a good suit. Good suit? Yeah, man. Kavod Shabbat. Make sure you bathe, shave, take a haircut, cut your nails, groom yourself. Hot water, make sure that Isa says, that Halakha says, hot water shower, bad. Mikveh. And then what? Ma'achadim, ma'adanim, basar, yayin, shtum mamtakim, all sweet, the delicacies. Shina b'Shabbat, ta'anug. Shira b'Shabbat, ta'anug. Singing, sleeping. What's going on over here? L'chbod Hashem mechubad. This is the way we serve. All this is what? We're taking the geshmiyut of the 6 days of the week, and on Shabbat, give it back to God. That's the goal. So that's why in Mara, Borei Olam says, listen, I got to give you a preview of what you're getting over here. Because they got scared. They said, he's going to give us the Torah. Maybe we have to be like monks in Tibet. No eating, no drinking. You're meditating all day long. You're sitting like an Indian. You're just involved in yoga all day long. You don't have any... No. Shabbat, the first thing. Oh, Shabbat? Yeah. What Shabbat? Only Shabbat. The goal is Shabbat. Borei Olam says, that's the goal, to bring heaven to earth. Borei Olam says, I want a dira betachtonim. I want you to turn the physical into a Shamayim, into a heaven. Now, Rabotai, let's read Harambam. Back to the laws of Dina de Bar Metzra. It's a big hadush. Let's say, Rambam, I'll quote you inside. Let's say the Bar Metzra, he wants to buy the house. He wants to buy the house. But he wants it for a garden. He has a house already. But he says, listen, I want to knock the house down. I want to make a tomato patch. Tomatoes, carrots, eggplants. Nice little garden. Anything wrong with it? Nice. The other guy, the buyer, comes along and says, I need it for a house. I need it for a dwelling. Who has rights? The Bar Metzra for a garden, or the Lokeach for a house, for dwelling? Oh, so I quote Yarabam. Haya rotze Lokeach liknotan libnot babayit. Uben ha-metzar rotze lizri'ah. Ha-Lokeach zocheh. Ve'en ba din ben ha-metzar. There's no din ben metzar on a case of a house. I want to explain like this, Rabotai. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and he says, I come to get the Torah. The angel comes, Bar Mitzvah! The Torah's been with us 974 generations. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Azeh Laim Teshuvah. What's the Teshuvah? So God says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. What was he telling him? Go tell them that one day this Kisei HaKavod, which is my dwelling, is going to be coming down on earth. I need a dwelling on earth. You're doing it to build me a house. They're not building me a house. My house is here already. They're not building a house. They still want harvacha. They want to be next to the Torah. You're doing it so I have a dira betachtonim. If the Torah doesn't come down to earth, I don't have a dira betachtonim. What is the dira? God is the Torah. Which means when you bring the Torah down, that means God now has a dira betachtonim. So hold on to the kisei kavod, as if to say, the angels can't hold on to the kisei kavod. Like Rashi said in this week's parasha, "Bayered Hashem al Har Sinai, shehirkin shamayim al har beorid kisei kavod." When the angel said, "What? What should have been? You holding the? What are you doing with that? Well, get the moving truck. We're moving the kisei kavod down to earth. What? You're moving the kisei kavod? It belongs over here with us." God doesn't want to live over here only. He wants a second residence, and the second residence is his primary residence. So therefore, we have a din of higher than Bar Mitzra. We want the Torah to come down so we can build the Dinah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At that point, when the angels heard this, they said, Borei Olam, as the Pasuk says, Shireimar Adonai Adonenu Ma'adir Shemcha Ve'ilu Tena Hodecha Al HaShamayim Loketiv. They realized at that point that the goal is not to keep the glory of Hashem in the Shamayim. The glory is to bring the Shamayim al Ha'aretz. And therefore, the angels lose the argument and Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's the lesson for us? The lesson for us is now that we have the Torah, there's no gray. It's either black or white. Anything that a person does in Yahadut is either a mitzvah or an avera. Which means, even when he involves himself in physical activity, there's no thing, okay, it's Pav, it's Switzerland, it's not here, it's not there. No, the Mishnah Yesharim says, everything is in the Sayon, either letov or lera. And therefore, when a person involves himself, for example, in Oneg Shabbat, which is what we got in Mara, which is the perfect example, but Oneg is the same Otiyot as Nega. Which means, oh, it's a double-edged sword. It could turn into Oneg Shabbat or Nega Shabbat. All depends what he uses it for. Kama Yosef Ika Beshuka. There's a lot of Yosef in the Shuk, in the public domain. That they got messed up, that they got lost in the Gashmiyut, that they fell in the shuk, they fell in the marketplace. In the shuk, there's a lot. But ilav the haik yomak kagarim, if it wasn't for this day, I wouldn't know how to eat a steak. I wouldn't know how to go to sleep. I wouldn't know how to drink. I wouldn't know how to wear clothes. I wouldn't know how to groom myself. The Torah teaches me that everything that I'm doing on the earth is to give God a dirah betachtonim. And how do we give God the? We use the Torah in order to sanctify everything. God says, imken, there's a beautiful house you're building for me. Imken, bar mitzvah is very important. But a bar mitzvah against somebody that's using it for dwelling, who's dwelling? You have a house. It's for God. Oh, my God, God wants a house. Who goes first? Bar mitzvah and Shamayim, or you're building a house for God? Moshe Rabbeinu wins the argument. And that would explain again why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to preempt in Mara the Deen of Shabbat, because that would be the, and that's why when the angels come along and say, what's your claim, Moshe? Shabbat you have? How are you going to keep Shabbat? You angels are too holy. You don't eat, you don't drink, you don't involve yourself in physical activities. So what, to become a holy angel? Can an angel become a holy? What do you have to sanctify? Whatever in your domain that you're living, everything is sanctified already. Hashemayim, Shemayim, Hashem. You don't need to na hodecha la Shemayim. The hod of Hashem is in Shemayim already. The angel said, you're right. Give up the house. Give it up. Go build Torah in the earth. And Borei Olam told the angel, I'll see you later. I'm moving at the moving trucks. Where are you taking the kisei kavod? Al Har Sinai. And now our job is not to chase him back. Not to chase him back. Not to chase him back. To give God, at least if we can't give a dwelling for God in the whole world, at least in our homes. at least in our bodies, in our cells, Masuli Mikdash Veshakati Betokam, at least there should be a small dwelling, if it cannot be. But then will come the day when Mashiach comes, and at that point, and at that point, there's going to be a cleansing. And then everybody's going to, everybody's going to realize, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go back to the way it was at the time of Adam HaRishon, and then Be'ezrat Hashem, as it was at the time of Matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yazor Ve'yelo Dira B'tachtonim. Amen. Ken Yiratzon. ככה זה, עיין שם. מיכל, אני אמר קשה עומד. לסבר אחוז הקודס.